You are listening to BensTorah.com.
V'hi b'shalach paroi esa'om. And it came to pass when Paroi sent out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. V'loi nocham elikim derech eretz plishtim. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want to send Klal Yisrael on a route to Eretz Yisrael through the land of the Plishtim. Ki koroivu, because it was close. Ki omar elikim, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Pen yinochem ha'om b'roisom melchoma. Klal Yisrael, in its pshat, will become dismayed if they see melchoma on their travels to Eretz Yisrael, v'shuvu Mitzrayim. It'll be easier to get back to Mitzrayim. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to send them through Derech Eretz Plishtim. So there are many different Meforshei HaTorah that explain these words in this pasuk. The chesoron of ki korev hu, if it's a shorter route, that should be an advantage. And other questions, and we would like to focus on the Chofetz Chaim on these pesukim in this year. So the Chofetz Chaim says that the Rabbeinu Shlom Kiviyochol had different stodim. There was a different ways of analyzing what was the preferable route that Klal Yisrael should take, because the Derech Eretz Plishtim has an advantage, and the Derech HaMidbar has an advantage. And he says that the advantage of going through Derech Eretz Plishtim, because it's a place where people go, Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though he did many nisim with Klal Yisrael, but as a rule, we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu minimizes nisim, kiviyochol, if it is at all possible, it would have been a preferable way to go, because when people travel, it makes sense to go Derech Eretz Miyusheves, through a populated area, which has food, has resources, has water. So that's the preference of the route of Derech Eretz Plishtim. But conversely, there's a big sakana going through Derech Eretz Plishtim, because they had just come out of Mitzrayim, Memtes Sharei Tumo, and the Plishtim were significant Temeim in their own right. They also had disgusting practices, similar actually both to the Mitzrayim and to the Canaanim, and they were vulnerable because Klal Yisrael had to undergo a purification process which started when they left Mitzrayim and it ended by Har Sinai, the Memtes Sharei Tuma, and then the Yemei HaSvira, where they purified themselves. They had to be very far away from any negative influences of Tuma. So that's the argument against going on that route. Conversely, there's the other choice of going through the Midbar. The Midbar is a pure place. There's a maimon, the Chazal, Ma Midbar Tohar. Words of the Chofetz Chaim, Ein Shom Geulei Akum Ve'Oivdehem. There's no pagan or Tuma influences in the Midbar. But the drawback with going through the Midbar is that it's an Eretz Lozeruah. There's no food, there's no water. So the question of how to feed the multitude of Klal Yisrael and the Erev Rav, according to Teva, according to the laws of nature, would be almost impossible. So these were the two different considerations, going through Eretz Plishtim or going through the Midbar. So the Chofetz Chaim says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that it's better that they should be taken through the Midbar, and they should not go through Eretz Plishtim, which is defiled because of the behavior of the Plishtim, because the sakona, the spiritual sakona, was greater going through Eretz Plishtim. And regarding Me'en Yispalnesu, how will they be fed? Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that he will do astounding nisim for them in going through the Midbar, gave them the mon, gave them the be'er, they should have food, they should have water. The Mamloyes brings down that their voyage through the Midbar was like someone traveling on a comfortable ocean liner through the ocean. And all of this, and Anan Yaakovid on top of them, and all of the scorpions and snakes were killed, as the Chazal say, and this tremendous Shinui HaTeva, which the Rabbeinu Shlom does not normally do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose rather that than Klal Yisrael should be Sakona spiritually. And then he says, from here, there is a tshuva to those people who think that for Parnasa they can do anything, because they fear that if they don't have Parnasa, Hashem will not be able to give them sustenance. So from here there is a great lesson to be learned, says the Chofetz Chaim, that if a Kodesh Baruch Hu can be Mishana the Teva for 600,000 people, then Kodesh Baruch Hu can certainly send Parnasa to individuals. So that was the preferable route that was decided upon by the Rabbeinu Shlomo. So Ad Kan Dvarav Shel HaChofetz Chaim, this is where the Maimer of the Chofetz Chaim ends. But the lesson of this Maimer seems to be clearly that when deciding where we should live, where we should make Parnasa, our primary criteria should be we should live in a place we have the maximum amount of options as far as kosher food, as far as chinuch for the children, as far as places to learn, places to daven, and the Rabbeinu Shlomo will send Parnasa. This seems to be the lesson from this piece. But there is a lot of Torah literature that discusses living in a place which do not have all these religious, and let's call it amenities, although it's more than amenity, that there are times and places that for certain people they are allowed to live in these towns and cities that do not have all of these important criteria regarding religious life. And interestingly, one of the heterim to live in these places, where it's so to speak a midbar and does not have the types of things that are our primary objective, which is Torah life. And the exception seems to be if we live in a place that we can afford chizik for other Jews who live there, and or we can provide hospitality for people that are traveling through those places. Yidden who are traveling through those places, that when they come to, so to speak, your town, which is truthfully devoid of many of the things that from a Yidden need, but if you can be there and provide those services, then there were tzaddiki hador who felt that that was an adequate and acceptable reason to live in those places. And by the way, this was the svara of the Manhige Chabad, the Rebbes of Chabad for a number of generations. And this was the essence of sending shluchim in certain places, because the shluchim knew how to be a moel, they knew how to be a shoichet, and they were providing, so to speak, hachnosis orchim. And we know that there's a general rule, God lachnosis orchim mikabolos pnei ashrino, that in some way, if we are providing this profound level of hachnosis orchim, of living in these, so to speak, desolate places, for Yidden who live there, and for Yidden who travel through there, many Gedolim gave their haskama for such a thing, and they even promoted it. But it was predicated with the understanding that you're not there stamazoi for Parnasa. You're there to help a chenikol beis Yisrael that need help in those places. And there's a very interesting story, which we will shorten due to our usual time constraints, that there was a Yid who had an arenda. By the way, this was why the arenda, or the krechma, these were the taverns or the inns that were run by Yidden that were all over the place, and these were predominantly run by Jews. And this is the reason they were predominantly run by Jews. It was considered a mitzvah to be in those places and to perform these functions. So there was an arenda which was run by a Yid, and it was known to be a place that you can stay the night and you can have kosher food. Very often you can have a minyan. So there were chassidim of Reb Chaim of Kosev, who was an enikel of Chopel of Kosev, who was a Talmud of Baal Shem, and he was also the father of the first vision of Tzareba. And the chassidim were traveling to their Rebbe in Kosev, and this particular Yid who was running the Krechma, when they knocked on his door in the middle of the night, he made believe he didn't hear, because he was comfortable in his bed. And they knocked on the door, and they knocked on the door, and they didn't find any hospitality there, because the leaseholder, the Bala Krechma, made believe he didn't hear them, and it was a drenching rain outside, so they had no choice to go on to the Rebbe without eating or sleeping. The Rebbe asked them about their journey. They told him the story. And the Rebbe said, there will come a time when he will need you. Bala Krechma will need you. Not long thereafter, this particular Bala Krechma, the person who ran this establishment, came into the Rebbe in great distress And he said that his Poretz, who he used to lease this inn from the Poretz, suddenly came to him and he says, you have to vacate premises within 3 months. And there's nothing he can do. And he came crying to the Rebbe, I have no parnasa. So Reb Chaim of Kosov told this fellow, you know, this is something that always bothered me. Suppose that there is a Kretschmer person where he has no shul and he has no mikveh to go to and he has no minyan and he cannot hear Kriyas HaTorah. So how can such a person fulfill his, so to speak, religious requirements? What makes such a life possible is this maima, God lachnas es orcha mikabolos pnei eshchina, like we said before, that if you're giving hospitality, then it could, in a manner of speaking, absolve you of being able to do all these mitzvahs the way you're supposed to. So he says, but this is true as long as you used to fulfill the mitzvah achnas as orchem. But the Rebbe said, now I hear you don't even take in people who come to you in the middle of the night, even if it's raining, you don't give them any achnas as orchem. Certainly it'll be preferable for you to live in a big city where there are talmid chachamim and you can have minyanim and have a mikveh to go to before davening, like all good chassidim do. So the Bala Kretschmer started crying to the Rebbe, from what will I make parnasa, Rebbe? Reb Chaim said, okay, undertake from this day forward that you will always open the door when someone knocks on it, and you will be mekayim the mitzvah achnasas orchem. And then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will make sure that the parrots will let you stay. When the Bala Kretschmer heard these words of wisdom, he went home, he turned a new leaf, and he did what the Rebbe told him to do, which allowed him to provide Achnasas Orchem, which was considered in the eyes of the tzaddikim more than Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help a Bala Tar when we want to truly purify ourselves. The Sayin Loi, he gets Siyata Deshmaya from above, and all of us will see Hatzlocha in our Limud HaTorah and raising our children B'derech HaTorah, and will be Zoicha to Yeshuas and the Chames and Refuas for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.